G-27, Sector 1, Great Shelter, New Kerguelen. The situation on New Kerguelen hadn't deteriorated in the worst ways Sacco's brain had been imagining it might have, but there was no doubt that his trusted human guests were arriving to face a more difficult mission than the one he had very honestly sold them on before they left Earth. It could have been worse, but not by much. As the humans already knew, an inner circle of ex-squadron leaders still held great sway on New Kerguelen, almost as much as Leisha and Sacco did by virtue of their perceived wisdom and their direct line to the humans, who some messengers almost worshipped, while others remained far more hesitant and sometimes even suspicious of their earthly counterparts. The ex-squadron leaders met Sacco very briefly to discuss the planet's ongoing discontent and promised that the humans would receive a platform to share their thoughts on both restoring order and dealing with the gate, ideally in one fell swoop. They thanked him for mentioning the humans before arriving with them, and Sacco took this mild thawing in relations as proof that he had made the right decision. He didn't venture out in public before returning for his guests, very reluctant to leave them suspended and unattended for too long, and when he did set off to fetch them, he paused at the door leading back to their landing site. It wasn't going to be easy, and he didn't know quite what obstacles they were going to run into, but he was forever glad to have Dan and the others on his side. The presence of Emma and her cool head wouldn't have gone amiss, but from past experience, Sacco knew that Terra could pull surprises out of the bag and defy expectations, while Billy Kendrick was a determined and resilient figure with an evident passion for the messengers and their world, which came through in everything he said and which would hopefully endear him to whoever stood in the way of peace. "We can do this," Sacco thought to himself as he stepped towards the craft. "Together, we can do this."